Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 6th day of October, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is question and answer session. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cumri Ambith. Callers will be welcome, obviously, since it's a question and answer session. They will be welcome tonight. We do ask that you keep your comments and or questions as short as possible to allow others to participate. Also be mindful of others who may be on the call at the same time. And since we have a mixed audience, please try to watch your language. I know it's sometimes because of the state that we're in, especially us men, we sort of forget that, but again, these are perilous times, so occasionally a colorful word will slip out. We are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody calling will be muted until such time as you signify you wish to speak, and you will be put in the queue, and the people in the queue will be brought onto the call here in the order that they come into the queue. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. We have a Daily Mail page there. We ask you to go there frequently for current events. Also, on our homepage, we've revised it so that it is easier to donate for those who wish to help us out. And we've added a page called Honor Roll, which is our way of saying thank you to the folks who have helped us at some time in the past. And again, if we've missed you for some reason, if you contact me, we'll fix that immediately. For my kinsmen from other lands, mes parents français, bienvenue à l'appel. A mis parientes españoles, bienvenidos a la llamada. Zu meinen deutschen Verwandten, willkommen beim Anruf. Basically, three basic languages saying welcome to my cousins of France, Spain, and German. Welcome to the call. So, again, question and answer. We do actually want to encourage anybody who has anything on their mind. Tonight would be a good night to do it. I'm being inundated with phone calls and communications with folks hearing all kinds of things that are going on, and a lot of anxiety amongst our people right now, a lot of stress, okay? All the more reason we've told you for so many years that when this day got here, you want to be in the best health you can possibly be in. Please, it's critical. Number one, you can't fight a war if you're not healthy. Number two, in order to deal with the stress, you need to be healthy. In order to deal with the situations that are going on, you need to be healthy. You do not need to be going to clinics, doctors, and hospitals right now. Again, you need to be healthy. So the Holy Spirit leading us into that discussion over the years makes perfect sense. And also that we've been encouraging people to get back to basics and to put away some stores, as our ancestors used to do. Again, the logic and the wisdom behind that is becoming apparent, is it not? Our verse for tonight is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Trust in Yahweh forever, for in Yah, Yahweh is an everlasting rock. Rocks are what? Immovable. They're here for a long time. They're immovable. They are stable. You can lean on them. You can sit on them. You can count on them. That's why we're called upon to be rocks. Not wishy-washy, not going with the flow, not, as my one buddy, his brother told him, hey, man, don't lose that six-figure job, man. Just take the jab. It's not worth it. What kind of brother is that? I mean, really, what kind of family member is that? Put the poison in there just so you don't lose the money. You know, the irony is that all these people going along, they're actually going to be the losers in the long run here. You watch over the next 6 months to a year and a half how many of these people who acquiesced to the beast aren't going to be here. All of those things that they cherished and loved, all the material goods, will be in the hands of somebody else. And if the prophets are true to us, you and I may be the recipients of a lot of it. He said he's going to take it, the treasures of the wicked, and put them into the hands of his sons and daughters, did he not? So right now, we're the brunt of a lot of ridicule and degradation by those around us because they don't see it. But for the wise, for the prudent, for the spiritually mature individual, it's as plain as the nose on your face what's going on right now. I was contacted by several people, and there are several videos out there that VA benefits are being withheld by a certain date, will be withheld from those who have not put the poison in their body. I've also heard from some of my friends who are on government contracts. Two of the people I'm thinking of right now are contractors, but the contract company is in the direct hire of the government, and they're all being told that they have to be jabbed by November, a date in November. I just found out from one of my friends who is a government contractor, he has until the 8th of December, and he has to be poisoned to keep his job. The good news is my relatives and friends who are in these precarious positions so far have said, no way in hell will I put that poison in my body. But it's going to be a major disruption in their lives and in their families' lives. So once again, we are at the end of the age. I think that should be pretty damn clear. This is the test, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh never told us it would be easy. He didn't say it would be a cakewalk. He just said he'll walk with us through this time of trial and tribulation to bring us out on the other side. But we have to stand firm. And a lot of people up till now have not done that. I've heard so-called Christians recently went to the home of a friend locally here, and his mother, who's up in her 70s, you could tell she lives in a state of denial and constant fear. She wants her son to just go along. Fear. Fear of what? Material stuff, which I find amazing. When you leave this world, you don't get to put everything in a U-Haul truck and take it with you. You're going to walk away from it all at some point, folks. That's just the way it is. You can't take it with you. So why are you allowing the Antichrist to convince you to do something that's harmful for material things that you can't keep anyway? I don't understand it. I told my brother today when I was describing what some of these people are being told, I said, for those that are having their jobs threatened, here's an analogy for you. What if your boss came in and said, to keep your job, I'm going to take this six-shot revolver. Now, you people should know what a revolver looks like. It's called a revolver because there's a cylinder in the middle. And most revolvers have six holes in it, and you put six bullets in those six holes. It's called a six-shooter. And that's what most revolvers are. And they called that because as you pull the hammer back, the cylinder spins around and puts the next bullet in front of the hammer. for it to fire. So picture that. You've got a revolver with six holes. Now your boss just walks in and he takes that revolver and he opens up the little door and he slides two bullets. He puts a bullet in, then he moves it a little bit, a couple holes, and puts another bullet. So now, out of the six holes, two of them have actual bullets in them. And then he spins that revolver, puts a blindfold on you, and says, now, put that gun up against your head and pull the trigger. Okay, so you've got one out of three chances of a bullet going off. So the odds are that you'll come up with an empty cylinder and you'll live. But is it worth the risk? Would you actually do it if somebody walked into the room and handed you a gun with two bullets in it? And the guy says, I'll keep you on the job if you put this gun towards your head and pull the trigger. All right? Would you do it? Now, the people that say, well, vaccine's different. No, it's not. Not if you're paying attention. Not if you're reading what these, the VAERS reporting system, even the CDC and WHO websites have got factual information up there. If you took the time to read it, you would see that these are not safe and effective so-called vaccines. They're not even vaccines. They are a toxic serum. Experimental serum being put in your bodies, and they are killing people and seriously harming many people. And I've got close friends that have called me to tell me about what has happened to them. I lost my closest cousin. I lost my brother's best friend. I've lost my nephew's best friend in his 40s. These are all people close to us. And yes, they all got the jab and died from blood clots, heart attacks. I think one of them had pneumonia. All right, all very susceptible and suspicious because they had just got the experimental toxic substance put in their bodies. But you can do what you want. But again, picture that analogy of a revolver with two bullets in it, and you're going to put it up against your head and pull the trigger. I don't think there's a job on earth worth doing that. That's just me. You can do what you want to do. But what we're going through right now is a test, right? This is a test of faith, a test of your integrity, of your character. I hope you understand that. Are you going to pass the test? That's why Yeshua said, when I return, will I find much faith upon the earth? And as we look around, there's a lot of people that don't have much faith at all. So we are in perilous times, no doubt about it. And again, I call this question and answer session with the hopes that there will be people who want to call in with either something to report or have a question. Because I'm in the position where Yahweh's put me in a very advantageous place where I can spend hours, and I do, I have a very long day, hours researching, listening to videos and watching what's going on, reading reports, answering many, many phone calls every single day so that I can try to stay on top of what's going on and report actual first-hand information to you, not hearsay, not three, four, five people out type stuff, okay? So it's pretty evident to me from all the prophets that I've read, the commentaries that I've read over the years, all these large number of books on my shelf over here by some of the finest individuals I've ever even had the pleasure of knowing and reading about, and putting this all together for this particular point in our history. So you got to stand fast. We have to be rocks, just like it says there in Isaiah chapter 26. Our Father is a rock. He expects us to emulate Him, okay? That means while there's a storm brewing out here, you have to be the rock for your relationships, for your friends, for your family, for your neighbors. And that doesn't mean you got to live their life for them. You can't do that. They have to make the tough decisions themselves. That's why it's called a test. If you could take the test for them, how's that testing them? That'd be like going into your midterm exams at school and somebody else sits in your chair and takes the test for you. How does that prove your worthiness? Well, the same thing's going on with the world situation right now. Yahweh is testing the people of this earth, especially his sons and daughters. Big time tests. A lot of them aren't going to make it. Pretty accurate, too. Remember the prophet said two-thirds of Jacob Israel probably won't make it. Two-thirds of mankind might not make it. That's pretty easy to see. For a long time, it was hard to see where one out of three might make it, really. We had very few people that seemed to understand anything at all about what's going on. But the numbers on this side of the aisle are growing daily. So our army is getting much bigger, much stronger. I'm seeing many videos now where people are approaching their city councils, their mayors, even their governors, their state officials, and they are basically calling them on the carpet for treason, for committing murder and treason against we the people. You see, a violation of your oath of office is serious business. Very serious. Our founding fathers wanted it that way. It's okay if you want to be a public servant, but if you think that that gives you license to steal, to lie, to commit crimes and commit murder and pedophilia, no, it doesn't. It means you're held to a higher standard than you or I. In order to have that government job, or wear that badge, or wear that uniform, carry that pistol, or sit in that bureaucratic chair, you have sworn to behave yourself. That means the public servant is held to a higher standard than you or I. And when they don't meet that standard, if they continue to operate in that office, they're doing it under the color of law, and that is tantamount to treason. Which means at some point when our sheriffs and our militia finally get off their ass, we're going to start arresting these people and putting them on trial before citizens' grand juries. Yeah, outside of the current court system. We don't need the current court system. We don't need the current governments. We don't need the courts. We don't need the banks. We really don't. We are going to have our own parallel theocratic societies. We don't need either party. We don't need party politics. We are free men and women upon the land, and we will hold these people accountable. That's the only thing that will make a difference. If you think the swamp is going to clean up the swamp, which, by the way, I sure hope nobody that listens to this channel is a Trumper, please. Telling me the Republicans, any of the Republicans, are any better than the Zio-Communist Democrats, please. They're all playing us, all of them, including the orange Jew Trump. So remember, no vaxes, no tests, no masks, and no consent. That should be our stand. Take a stand for yourself. We want a theocracy only, which means to be governed by our Father and our Father's law. This whole concept of man ruling over man with man-made laws is a joke. It's an abject and utter failure, and we don't want any part of it. So we want to be free men and women upon the land, minding our own business. Everybody else can go to hell. Because man-made governments are our enemies, the international banksters are our enemies, the large corporations are our enemies, and everything owned by these people are our enemies. And if you haven't figured by now who the men with the little hats are, shame on you. Even Rick Wiles here in Florida, who has a radio station, or a TV station, actually, out of Vero Beach, Florida, just the other day put out a video that I couldn't believe he put out. He basically just pried open the box to expose all the Jews in the current administration and how many there are and how many wealthy Jews are pulling the strings through their donations and their bribery. It's unbelievable. People talk about China. Man, you don't have to worry about China. You need to worry about It's a Lie and these men in small hats. They're the ones cramming all this crap down your throat. It's not the Chinese. Besides that, the Chinese have their own problems. They got those men in small hats over there trying to dictate their lives to them, too. So we need to repent now. Repent means rethink, okay? Rethink. Reestablish your priorities. And get them in line with our Father. Get them in line with logic. Get them in line with history. Get them in line with science. Real science, not this pseudoscience garbage that they're spewing out on the Jewish-controlled airwaves. That's all BS. We want to get back to basics. You got to become a minimalist as much as you can. Get rid of crap that you don't need. There is a chance at some point we may have to go on the run, but right now it's shelter-in-place time. And every single day, folks, when your head hits the pillow at night and when you get up the first thing in the morning, take a few minutes to talk to the Father. Would you please do that? I try to do that every single day. I'm sure there's days that I forget. I get in a hurry or I'm late for something or whatever. But most every day I try to do that. Let that be the last thing on your mind as you go turn that light out and go to sleep. And let it be the first thing on your mind when you get up in the morning. Just lay there for a few minutes. Meditate. Think upon your family, your loved ones. Think upon yourself. What good have you accomplished? Are you everybody and everything that you've wanted to be? Are you an example, good example? Do you emulate the Father? And give thanks to the Father for the things you do have. We sometimes dwell on the things we don't have. How about giving thanks for the things you do have? We are now at a point where we got to circle the wagons. Folks, I hope you understand what that means for folks that have watched the old westerns when the Indians were attacking the wagon trains. The wagon train master would give a signal and the people would circle the wagons. That was a way to, of course, basically put a impromptu castle, if you will, together by circling the wagons, bringing the horses and the women and children to the inner part, and the men getting underneath the wagons and on top of the wagons with their rifles and all to keep the invaders from killing them. So the term circle the wagons has come to mean basically put up your defenses. If you don't have any like-minded people in your area, then you're going to have to build your fences up around your own home. If you have the privilege and honor of having a small group of fellow like-minded militiamen in your area, then you militiamen are the guys that will circle the wagons for your community there, your little circle. Can't get much bigger than that today, because if you do, then you're infiltrated and they go after you. But at the local level, you certainly could have 3, 4, 5 friends who are quite capable, militarily trained individuals on the proper way to defend. That's what our stance should be right now. We will go on the offensive eventually. That day is coming. But right now, We want to be able to circle the wagons and defend our own, because we're going to see some really bizarre, even more bizarre than we've already seen. It's going to get even dumber and more idiotic as we go forward. I just have a feeling. So circle the wagons as best you can. And for the folks that are just joining us, this is a question and answer session. So if anybody has something they want to report, or if they have some comment, or they have something on their minds that they'd like to discuss with brethren, then please call in. Now's a good time to do it. Also, again, I want to remind you, I do have an honor roll page up there to say thank you to our people that have donated. We want to go back under our Father's law. That's basically what this all amounts to. And go back as further reading. Go to Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22. That is critical for us today. Psalm 91 is always critical, the soldier's psalm. And 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is the formula for success for our people. And we've got Cody here. So hang on, Cody, while I try to unmute you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you, Pastor. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. It's been a while. But I just like to say, come October 12th, I will no longer have a job because the state of New York has deemed that anyone that's in the Department of Corrections either has to take a weekly test or get the death jab, and I'm not going to do either. So,
wow.
October 12th is my last day. I'm done. So I'd just like to put that out there. You know, anyone else in New York that's listening, that the corrections has gone downhill big time anyway. I mean, it's pretty much the inmates running the asylum. They can pretty much get away with anything they want, and there's no repercussions. But, yeah, October 12th, so, yeah, it's, yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, we'll certainly pray the Father will watch over your situation there. Do you have any contingency plans at the moment?
Not really. I mean, I got a little cachet of provisions I can live off of and stuff, money-wise and this and that. So, but I'll just have to look for another job, I suppose. So
right.
A lot of farms around here and this and that. So, I mean, I'll get by one way or the other, Yahweh willing.
Well, good. Excellent. There are, I do know that recently one of the shows I was watching, they put out an email address. There's a group in Texas looking for people to come work in their clinic, nurses and I guess doctors, nurses, anybody like that that's lost their job because of this jab requirement. They are looking for those kind of people. I saw another video where, I don't know what state it's in, but this man had 117 or so employees. So he went and fired all of the employees that had vaccinations, which took him down to like 92 employees. He had three restaurants. That's what it was, three restaurants. So he fired him. He's got 92 people left, which puts him below the 100 mark, and he's taking the money he would have paid to those vaccinated people, and he's spreading it out amongst the 92 people that are left. So there's an employer who's taken a stand and doing it the right way. He just basically said, all right, and let the vaccinated know that they're part of the problem, and the government has just cost them their job, and rewarded the people that took a stand, that they still have a job, and they actually got a pay raise. So there are ways to fight back if we think about it. What's that?
Yeah, not in this state. Not in this state. I mean, if anyone thought Kathy Hochul would be any better than Andrew Cuomo, they're out of their freaking mind, because she's just a piece of crap just like he is.
Well, they're both kikes, right?
Yeah, they're communists. Yeah, she was the lieutenant governor under him, so there's nothing new under the sun, basically, up here. But
yeah,
So there's a lot of people in the same boat, though. I mean, a lot of people I'm seeing are waking up in this state. I mean, that's a good thing at least that's a good thing. You know, a lot of people are waking up. They're like, wow, something's not right here, you know. So
yeah,
that's a good thing. But
well,
see, that's what happens when
Florida,
you live in
Maquis,
kind of state.
Yeah, Florida Maquis put it out that Florida, Texas, and I think Wyoming have basically, but I know Florida for sure, is basically declaring itself an independent state. They're basically, even the governor and the attorney general here have said that they will arrest any federal employees trying to implement the mandates. They will fine any businesses trying to push the vaccines or the other policies. So there is a spirit of rebellion, civil disobedience happening in some of the states. Florida for sure, Texas and Wyoming, maybe a couple others. So we do have, it's affecting a lot. Like you said, I've got three sons that one has already lost the job. He's had to take a completely different job in a different career field. In his case, though, he's actually getting a pay raise. So he's working in better environment with no mask and got a pay raise from it. The other two sons are on the verge of losing their job. My son-in-law is on the verge of losing his job. And let's see, my niece works for a major medical school. They were given a mandate, and they have contacted a lawyer who just recently won two lawsuits against a hospital in Naples, Florida, representing two nurses, and they're going to help them file petitions in a lawsuit against Tampa. So there is rebellion. We have the beginnings of rebellion here, so hopefully somebody... Go ahead.
There definitely is up here as well. There's a lot of the nurses that filed lawsuits. The problem is, though, that they basically kind of just drag it through the mud. So basically, you know, you still lose your job. And in the meanwhile, while this lawsuit is, you know, going through, and pretty much they just drag it out and drag it out and drag it out by what I'm seeing. So I don't know if it's going to do any good up here or not. But on a brighter note, I believe the country of Norway recently said that this is not a pandemic. It's nothing more than the flu, and the pandemic is over. That's what they claim, said Norway. I believe it's Norway. So they're not going by none of this this mandate bull crap or anything like that. They basically said it's a flu and not a pandemic. So that's a good thing up there, I guess.
Yeah, I just put out a link to a video by a very highly credentialed individual in the United Kingdom, and he is just livid over what's going on because he said, even by their own records, this thing is not what they're telling you, and they are not administering these experimental jabs properly. And every nurse, including my daughter and Ella, who's listening in now, every nurse has verified that you don't put a intramuscular substance into the veins. And the manufacturer sheet on these substances says very explicitly, this must be intramuscular, which means it's got to go into the meat of the muscle and not a vein. And according to Ella and my daughter and every other nursing person that I've spoken to, that's basic nursing 101. If you get a substance that says it's intramuscular, the very first thing they do is pull the syringe backwards to make sure there's no blood present, because if there's blood present, you've hit a vein. So you don't push the plunger in until you make sure there's no blood. And most of these people getting vaccinated, they're just sticking it in and pushing the plunger. So it could be going straight into a vein. And right in the manufacturer's documentation, it says that is a no-no.
Yes. You're right. It is a no-no, but the whole thing's a no-no.
It's insane what's going on right now. It's the inmates actually are running the asylum.
You're right, they are. But all I can do is right now I'm basically trying to wake up as many people as I can. I keep, you know, preaching this that this isn't real. There's no pandemic. It's bull crap. And they're just basically trying to pretty much kill you, basically. They want to reduce the population. And that's what it is.
Right.
So,
do you ever go on
Gab?
All.
Not really. I mean, not really. I don't really have that much time to go on Gab and stuff. I'm pretty busy, so.
Yeah, I only mean that because that, what's his name? Andrew Torba, who is a Christian, by the way, has started a program to form parallel Christian societies outside of this Babylonian system. You might want to go on there just to grab his information and any of the stuff on his personal Gab account. He posts a lot of stuff about companies and people starting to organize to hire the unvaccinated and for groups of believers to work with local farmers and local entrepreneurs to form new businesses and new ways to operate outside of this system.
Well, they're funny you actually mentioned that because in New York State here, Cattaraugus County is actually they basically became a constitutional county, and the county I'm in now is kind of heading that way. And the county I'm in now, which is Wyoming County, is actually a Second Amendment sanctuary county right now. So, I mean, that's a good thing. There's a lot of positives. That means, you know, people are waking up. What's going on? You know, they don't like it. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to get this bull crap, this jab, because, I mean, basically they keep pushing it. You know, I think people are going to, you know, they're going to come to a breaking point, you know. And so, I mean, there is some good stuff going on up here in Western New York. A lot of people are waking up. So, that's a good thing, but, I mean, at the same token, there's a lot of people losing their jobs, and like I said, I mean, there's even, you know, I've even gone for talked to some people about the idea of, you know, listen, you know, I got, you know, not, you know, 4 or 5 acres and stuff, you know, if you want, just sell, you know, if you want to sell your property, you know, that way, because what's happening is people are losing their jobs, and they're worried because they still got mortgages and stuff like that, you know, they still got to
right.
pay for their house and stuff like that. So what, why not sell some, you know, someone sell your house and then move in, you know, kind of like a little community and stuff like that, pay off one freaking plot of land and just live off that, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I don't know if that's right or not, but I mean,
well, that's kind of what I'm talking to a few people down here in Florida about, possibly getting a small 5, 10, 15 acre plot of ground, everybody chip in to get it, and then that would be a place to drop anchor with a motorhome or a camper or a tent.
Exactly.
Or whatever, and just
yep.
watch each other's back and grow our own food. The good news is
yep.
down here you got practically three, four growing seasons. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's year-round growing down here.
You only got one up here pretty much, so
right.
It's a spring, summer, and then you got the winter coming, so you pretty much you can your food, and then that's what you got to get by for the next season.
Right, exactly.
So, this and that, and also I've been giving people seeds, I've been saving stuff like that, tomato seeds, heirloom organic seeds, I've been saving them, so giving them to different people and stuff like that. So I'm trying the best I can.
Yeah, you're doing all right, buddy. You're doing all right. We'll pray
you
all wait and watch over. Huh?
All right.
Yeah,
all right, well,
care.
That's all I had to say. So
yep.
I'll talk to you again.
Take care, Cody. Take care.
All right. See ya.
Yep. Okay, it's Cody in Western New York with that report. Again, this is kind of like an open forum. We're calling it a question and answer session. I don't have any more items to cover today. It's kind of been helter-skelter. But just understand that if you're anxious or kind of stressed out about things that are going on, just remember you're not alone. This is happening to a lot of folks. Again, I have three of my sons and other family members that are in the same spot as Cody, where they've been given a date. The dates range from anywhere from sometime in October. Most of them are in November. And just tonight, my Navy buddy was told he's got till the 8th of December. So the pressure is being put on us. And I don't see any let up until we, the people, decide we want to repent and get back to living under Father's law. And as Ella says here, one day at a time. We have to take things one day at a time right now. We really do. You have to. Don't be fretting over what's past. That's gone. Can't do a damn thing about it. And don't even go down the road too far into the future, because the future is going to be whatever it is. But be thankful for what you have and what is working in your life right now. And do the best, as Cody's doing, to help others, okay? You know, the Father honors the folks that are doing as much as they can, not just for themselves, but try to lift somebody else up, because you don't have to look very far to find somebody in much worse shape than you are, okay? It's just true, ladies and gentlemen. It's true. So even though we think that the world is crashing down on us, alone, it's crashing down on others far worse than you. So if anything, this is a time when we are being taught how to have empathy for each other, how to believe in the family concept that we are all family, and the family extends beyond the walls of your own little home. And do the best you can for everybody, okay? We should represent the Father amongst the people of this earth. That's really what our job is to be, examples of Him. The things that emulate and lift Him up in a position of honor should be reflected in our lives, so that when other people look at us, they'll go, there's something different about that man or woman, you know? There's a different way they look and they talk and they dress, and they're helpful and they're encouraging. And they always tell me the truth. If I want to know the truth, I always go over to Pete or John or Susan or Kathy. I go talk to them. They'll tell me the truth. And they'll tell me if they don't know. They don't make up stuff. That used to really pee me off. People you would talk to, and they would say, oh, I know all about that. And they give you this line of BS. And then you find out they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Okay? They just like to talk like they know something when they really don't. An honest person will admit if they don't know something. Okay? It's okay not to know everything. Ella, the nurse here, is telling us that worry will make you sick. Literally, it will make you sick, okay? Fear and worry will attack your organs. In fact, I think it's Dr. Bernard Jensen and some of the other naturopaths in history wrote quite a bit about how our emotions affect the various organs within our body. So anger, fear, resentment, jealousy, they all will attack different organs of your body. If you harbor those things, they will eat away at certain systems and organs of your body. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. So if you live according to what the Father has told us, in a state of contentment and joy and peace and love to the best of your ability, your body responds completely different. I've noticed that a lot of people that are having really, really rough physical and health issues going on right now, a lot of them have a lot of resentment. Their anger, they don't think the world's treated them fair, they don't get paid enough. They got a laundry list of things to bitch about every day. They don't live in a world or a paradigm of contentment and appreciation for what they've got. They really don't. It's always about what they don't have. I need a bigger house. I need a newer car. I need a bigger boat. I want to have more parties. I don't get paid. You know, it's all material. And yet it's materialism that got us into this boat. Absolutely got us into this boat. We need to rethink things, folks. Repent, as I said earlier. Repent, rethink. And again, this is a question and answer session, sort of like an open forum. I see we got some new folks that just jumped in here. If you've got anything on your mind, anything to report, like Cody did from Western New York, now's the time to do it. I've pretty much covered the major points. The thing of it is, the Antichrist forces are closing the noose, tightening the noose around our neck right now. We've got the VA denying benefits. I just saw the report that says that the organ, foundation or the group that handles organ transplants have said that if you're not vaccinated, you will not get a organ for transplant. How's that for criminality, okay? So telling our veterans, F you, telling the people on long lists for organ transplants, F you. They're telling all government employees, except for, of course, Congress, congressional aides, CDC, all those people are exempt. All the invaders coming across our borders, they're exempt. But other than them, if you're a veteran, you got to be jabbed or you're going to lose your job. If you're wanting VA benefits, you better be jabbed. You're not going to get them. Same thing with EMTs and fire department people. They're putting pressure on them. Okay, so they're tightening the noose. Tightening the noose. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Pharaoh and what he did to the ancient Israelites. You ever read those stories about ancient Israel when they were under the Pharaoh? What happened? Oh, Ella just gave me a tidbit right here. First of all, you should read Philippians chapter 4 for this day and age. Also, do not take an organ from a vaccinated person. That's a good point. You don't want blood transfusions or organs from vaccinated people. Trust me, you don't. You really don't. If you watch any of these highly qualified people that are putting this information out about what this stuff does to your blood vessels, your organs, it is horrendous. How anybody would voluntarily put this crap in their bodies is beyond me. I just shake my head. I really do. I shake my head. Don't know. Everybody I've talked to, I've said, please explain to me the benefit. Okay? What is the benefit? You're going to acquiesce and put this, what's the benefit other than to submit to their coercion and their blackmailing of you for your job? But in reality, what's the benefit? Okay? You're still going to have to wear a diaper. You're still going to have to listen to every dictate that they have. You're going to have to go back for boosters. You're going to have a long laundry list of things you must do, little slave. And nothing is ever going to go back to the way it was, ever. So why would you chance it? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Ella says there's an epidemic of sterility. Yes, that is all going on. I've read about that in several places. Also, a lot of miscarriages and difficulty with gals either trying to get pregnant or are already pregnant. Lots and lots of problems. But here again, just like Pharaoh did what he did because Yahweh actually put it on his heart to do it, to force the Israelites to do the right thing. That's because our people are stubborn as hell. And just like our ancient Israelite ancestors, you're living in it right now. He is causing the equivalent to Pharaoh, this demented moron in Washington, to put out edicts that are doing to us very similar to what was done in ancient Egypt to our kinsmen. Okay? That's, you're living it. So if you ever read the Old Testament stories and wondered how it could be to live in those times with such a burdensome Pharaoh and whipping them and making them make mud or bricks without straw and all the stories from the Old Testament, and you think, wow, that sounds kind of outlandish. I can't believe it. Well, guess what? Take a look around you because you're living in it right now. You've got the equivalent to the demented and devilish Pharaoh sitting in Washington, D.C. You've got the equivalent of his little henchmen in all of our white nations with these monsters with little hats dictating everything in every white nation. These Talmudic devil-worshipping folks with white, these little hats are dictating everything. And again, go back and look at True News just a couple days ago, True News in Vero Beach, Florida, where the host, Rick Wiles, goes through and delineates all of the Jews in the current administration and the figures around the world that are implementing this monstrosity. Okay? We've said it on this program for years. The Israelis are not our friends. The Jews are not our friends. They have never been our friends. They hated Messiah, and they orchestrated his fake trial and his murder. And they called his blood down upon themselves and their children, their posterity. That's how bodacious these people are. Okay, so if 2,000 years ago they had no problem murdering Messiah, okay, what makes you think they have a problem with murdering you and your children today? Somebody want to explain that to me? I'd really love to hear that. So 2,000 years ago, or so, if the books are right, a long time ago anyway, they murdered Messiah, who walked this earth and taught the things of Yahweh, our Father in heaven, and they hated him so much they orchestrated his murder. But somehow 2,000 years later, with all that anger and resentment building up all through the centuries, all of a sudden now they're our best friends? Really? How does that work? Somebody want to call in and explain it to me? How does that work? How do they go from people who couldn't stand him and his disciples to the point where they tried to execute and destroy them all and all of their adherents, their proselytes, to where 2,000 years later, they're the best friends for us? And all of a sudden, Messiah went from being an Aryan of the tribe of Judah to being one of these people with small hats who are the antithesis of Yahweh and the antithesis of everything of God. How did that transformation work out? How did that happen? It's called sophistry. It's called sorcery with words, spellbinding with words. It's also called treason within the pulpits because they took over the seminaries and they got the pastors by dangling money in front of them. Does it sound familiar? Just like the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, the media, and on and on and on. Just dangles a few dollars in front of them and they'll roll over and do whatever you ask. Well, that's what happened. So through the centuries, they went from being Christ killers to loving us Christians. Really? How is it that Washington, D.C. is run by Catholics and Jews? And you know Catholics are the other white meat, right? Catholics are just the other side of the coin. They're just as Zionist and communist as the Jews are. Sorry if that offends anybody, but it's the truth. No difference. That's why the Supreme Court is all Jews and Catholics. That's why most of government is either Jewish or Catholics. Same difference. Same white meat. The other white meat. Enemies. They're our enemies. And you should be able to tell that by what they say and do. It's not really rocket science, okay? If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. If it looks like a traitor, talks like a traitor, and commits crimes like a traitor, odds are they're traitors. So asking government to fix the problems that government has created is kind of a form of insanity. You're absolutely insane if you think these people are going to fix anything, and that includes you people out there that worship Trump. If you think Trump is going to save the day, you're crazy. Sorry, you really are. Not to mention, you've just displaced Messiah himself and Yahweh in the heavens with a mortal man when the scriptures say don't put your faith in princes and in the arm of flesh, which is exactly what Trump represents. The arm of the flesh and man-made law. So you better be careful about that. I see Kent join us. Did you want to say anything, Kent? Let me just bring you on here and say here just a second. Can you read me, Kent?
Yeah, Pastor Nate, I just kind of dropped in today, just kind of listened to what the program's doing right now. I'll probably jump in here shortly.
Okay, you know how to signal when you're ready, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're on your phone or computer?
Phone.
Phone? Just hit *6.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, bud. All right. Yeah, that goes for anybody else out there. If you're on your phone, it's *6. That'll signify you want to say something. Or if you're on a computer, you would do the ask question button. All right. Let me see here. I got a. All right. Very good. I'm talking to an awful lot of people, as I said, day in and day out. So I'm getting reports from all over the place. And I've watched a lot of the videos being put out by members of the SEAL teams, members of the Marine Corps, many retired veterans. And they're finally coming out and just basically saying, you guys are messing with the wrong people. Okay? The... we're trained to know how to do things, and by your constant poking at the bear, you're going to wish you hadn't done it. Just saying. So they're making a good point here. So, hey, Cody, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, you kind of fired me up.
Uh-oh, okay.
all I want to say is, you know, we outnumber these freaking these scumbag assholes a gazillion to one. Basically,
true.
I mean, they're very few and few in number, and we're, like I said, we outnumber them a gazillion to one. So I mean, for damn it, just why can't we just get together and stand up and freaking, you know, get this done?
Right.
You know,
well,
that's what I'm waiting for. What the heck?
All right, buddy. All right. You're right. And we got another caller here. Let me bring Greg on and see what Mr. Greg's got to say. Pastor Greg, welcome to the show, bud.
Praise Yahweh, Brother Dan. Good to talk
to you.
Yeah. I'm surviving, probably like most of your listeners, struggling in the current moment, you know, trying to wrap our head around it.
Yeah.
Yet, we should. We've all actually seen this moment coming. You know, we just couldn't kind of put a real number on it. But, you know, we're in such a moment right now. We've actually all kind of seen this coming for years. And now that we're in the middle of it and it's kind of crazy, we feel like we're in a blender. But yet I'm very glad to be alive right now. I think we're going to see the end of the age. I don't know how far off it can be, but it can't be too far off.
No.
The enemy has gone all in with the COVID thing, and somehow I have this bizarre experience of almost two decades in the pharmaceutical industry. Oddly enough, selling vaccines of all things. He used to sell the flu vaccine, some of the pediatric vaccines. I worked for a company named Wyeth Pharmaceuticals, which was, of course, acquired by Pfizer in 2008, which was my exit from the industry, which I'm thankful for. By the way, I used to pay pretty well. I do miss the cash, but, you know, at the time, I didn't really see what was going on. I just thought I had a good job selling medicine to help people out. I didn't understand it was witchcraft and sorcery. That revelation came a couple, two or three years after I got out. So I was grateful I got out.
Mm-hmm.
But this COVID thing, I'm going to assume everybody listening to Brother Dan's show understands that under zero circumstances, you will never, ever, ever, ever submit to the shot. If you have to lose the greatest job you've ever had or get vaccinated, then you lose that job. You let them pump that sorcery poison into you, I assure you, your life is over. It might be tonight. It might be a year from now. It might be 2 years from now. I don't know. But that is sorcery and witchcraft and probably fallen angel technology put into that poison. And under no circumstances, submit yourself to a vaccination of COVID-19. You watch all the people you know that have taken it. You watch them start dropping off like flies in the next year to 2 years. I mean, they are greatly subduing the number of people dying from that shot and heavily injured from that shot. And whistleblowers are coming out and telling us that tens of thousands of people are dead and hundreds of thousands are severely injured. And, of course, I don't want to use the word comes to my mind, but the lying media is telling us nothing. But that shot is a kill shot. You don't even need to pray about it. One of my relatives, I helped her put together a religious exemption. And, I put together a masterpiece for her. And she texted me 2 weeks later, and she goes, they turned my exemption down. So I had to take the COVID shot, or they were going to fire me. So I took the shot today. Broke my heart. And I'm guessing all of us can tell a similar story about people that we thought knew a thing, saw something, had some understanding, and yet they rolled their sleeve up and let the devil pump poison into them. Heartbreaking. And they're going to break it down to the point where it's people that are unvaccinated versus those that are vaccinated. That's what they want. They want to demonize us into a corner. We're the one causing all the problems. When in the reality, it's the kill shot that's causing all the problems.
Right.
The people dying from quote-unquote COVID, if the truth were told, 99% of them have gotten the shots. It's the shots that killed them, not the bullshit COVID nonsensical thing, which may or may not even exist. There's probably a virus molecule that exists, but it's been around for decades, more than that.
Well, it's been
taking the shot viruses will end your life, you know?
Right. What they're calling viruses are just cell debris. It's been around since man's been here. Coach,
yeah,
are you trying to say something?
People dying in hospitals are dying from the shot.
I know.
Yeah, you mentioned the religious exemption. I'm going to try that because I, you know, back in the day when I took my or my kids, we submitted their religious exemption, so they don't have any shots at all. But now,
good for you, brother. Now
today it's like, oh, that doesn't count anymore. You can't do that. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. I know it's probably going to be denied because, like I said earlier,
for you or for your kids.
No, for me, because I'm going to lose my job October 12th, most likely. I'm pretty confident I'm going to. I'm going to go in there, and they're not going to let me in.
Can I give you my advice?
Go ahead.
Make your religious exemption like you were the most psychotic Islamic jihad, kind of blow myself up, blah, 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 and go crazy on them. And what do you got to lose? And if they say we reject it, then walk away from your job and trust Yahweh to provide for you under no circumstances.
Yeah,
take the
shot. Yeah, I'm not gonna,
ever.
Well, I mean, I have the option of getting tested every week, but these retards in New York, they have no idea how they're even going to do that because they
you live
no
in New
one
York?
Even knows. Yeah.
Oh, I live in New York. I wish I did.
I talked to you before.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I live in Rochester.
I'm in Rochester.
Yeah, well, these retards, they don't have no idea what the hell they're even gonna the people are gonna pay for it and this and that. They're just pushing their agenda. They don't even know what the hell they're gonna do. They're just pushing it irregardless. They don't care. So, but that's what's going on with me anyway.
Why do we live in this state? Will someone explain that to me? Why I live here?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're hoping you guys get out of it. We got. Go ahead, Cody.
I mean, it's a nice area. I mean, New York State. It's just.
I love New York.
It's just the communist freaking government. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's Tel Aviv of the United States, basically.
Right. Kent, welcome to the program, bud.
Yeah, yeah. Greg, first of all, I'm from Rochester, New York. Actually, Webster, New York. I grew up there. So I know right
Kent,
where
hey, brother, good
yeah,
to meet you.
So, I was on a call with Pastor Dan prior to this call, so this is going to be new breaking information for him as well. But so I'm here, and I work for the government. Actually, I work for a contractor that works on government contracts. My twin brother works on government contracts. My brother is a first in line, give me the jab so I can keep my nice little paycheck coming in and so forth. I'm the exact opposite. Greg, I agree with you. I think it's a kill shot. So I've had a girlfriend for 7 months now. Fantastic. And I was telling her tonight that, you know, kind of letting her know that, hey, you know, they're requiring us all government. If you work on a government contract.
Yeah, I saw what they tried to do. Anywhere they can squeeze us, they're squeezing us.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Kent, you're a little bit weak. Can you be a little closer to your mic?
Yep. Is this better?
No.
No, okay. So let me see if I can pull off the ear pods.
That got a little louder. Good. Uh-oh, we lost him.
Uh-oh.
He must have...
That's why I don't like to stick anything in my ear. I either do speakerphone or I'm holding it to my ear. I'm just an old school dude.
Oh, there, he's just called back in. Hold on a minute. Let's get him back on here.
I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
I'm a little better. Yeah.
Okay, so darn ear pods. So we're being told that by December 8th, if you work on a government contract, you will have the jab or you're gone. So
yeah.
I displayed that information. It's been very stressing to me, you know, to the girlfriend tonight, and she said, "Your brother's right. Your twin brother's right. You need to keep your paycheck coming in. Go get the jab." And I said, "I won't do it. I won't."
Brother,
do it.
Don't get me started on women. I could take 20 shows and discuss women. But
she ended up. She said, "I don't want to continue talking tonight. I've got to go." And she promptly got off the phone. So I'm sitting there with you're looking around. You get all these people just, you know, take the money. Take the money. But intrinsically inside your body, everything's telling you, screaming at you, do not take that.
Well, Kent, here's my advice. If you trust the most satanic organization on the earth, which is Big Pharma, to inject you with something that's going to rewire your DNA so you can continue to get a paycheck, go for it, man. I mean, they're telling us that Big Pharma can be trusted, right? I mean, do you trust a satanic organization to rewrite your DNA?
No.
because that's
you can
what they're doing.
You to get shekels.
But see, that's conspiracy.
Tell they're me you don't. I'm being facetious. Obviously, I think you have enlightenment. Don't let a woman influence you stupidly. Boy, I could write books.
They're basically hitting people financially now. Is what they're doing. They're putting the squeeze on you financially.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's our all of our weakest points. So, you know what I'm waiting for? I'm a guy who's essentially living on a little part-time job and Social Security. And it's, to me, it's just a matter of time before they all of a sudden go, Oh, all those people getting government checks for anything, the pensions, military pensions, Social Security, Medicare. You want to continue to get those benefits? We need verification that you got the shots. I promise you that's coming up. I guarantee it's coming up. I'm surprised they haven't rolled it out yet, but that's coming up.
That's what I keep telling my fellow coworkers. I'm like, listen, they're like, well, I guess I'll get the freaking the test and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, it's only a matter of time, and it's a very short period of time where they're just going to get rid of that test and you're going to be mandated to get the jab anyway. So why are you prolonging the inevitable? Just freaking grow a sack of freaking
balls. Let me just say this right now to everybody listening. Settle it in your heart in this moment. Under zero circumstances will you take this kill shot, the shot that will likely cost you the kingdom. If you go down that road, it will cost you your salvation. If you have to die for not taking the shot, then you die. We die anyway. Is it now? Is it 20 years from now, 40? The shot is literally the end of you. Don't take the shot. It is the satanic. It is the satanic, ultimate satanic attack upon Yahweh's children. Don't take it. Is a paycheck worth losing your salvation? No.
You know, the perfect movie scene that covers this is in the movie Braveheart, when Mel Gibson is playing William Wallace, and he stands in front of the army, and they're getting ready to go against this gigantic English army, and the Scotsmen are all talking about going home, and he just says, all right, you can go home and you may live a few years longer, but one day dying on your beds, you'll look back and you'll say, I wish I had one chance, just one chance, to come back to this day and take a stand and fight for what I know is right, rather than just acquiescing and being a coward just to get a few more years of this miserable life.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's a simple decision. Of course, it's complicated. I don't mean to say it's not, but I mean, we're being given a choice here, and if you know, I've already accepted my Social Security is going to be cut off. It's just a matter of when. I know what's coming, and when that choice comes to me, Greg, submit your vaccination proof, or you lose your Social Security. I know it's coming, so I've already made the decision. I don't have to fret over it when it comes. I know it's coming. That's the decision that we all have to make, whether it's your current job. I'm in my mid-60s, so, you know, whether it's your job, whether it's this, your livelihood, come to the decision now. Don't fret over it later.
Yeah,
it's an
the same
easy
with
decision.
Me. I knew it was coming 2 years ago. I knew it was coming. I already knew that they're going to eventually. I'm going to have to be vaccinated to keep this job, and so it's nothing. For some reason I'm not worried about it. I don't know what it is, but it's I'm not fretting over it.
Good.
I don't know why, but I'm like
you shouldn't be.
Whatever.
Of course, will there be hardships? No doubt, without question. I mean, we're going through a period of testing right now to be ushered into the upcoming kingdom age. And we should expect it to be hard. We should expect many of us will probably maybe not survive. I've already accepted that.
Well,
and I've made the decision, so I don't have to fret over it when it faces me head on. I've made the decision already.
Well, the good thing is to have your minds made up, but just also don't become a defeatist, because I'm a survivor. I plan on fighting to the very end. I plan on getting onto the ark, because he told us it will be as in the days of Noah. So we're going to watch all those people that are going along with this, all those people pushing this bullshit are going to go down in flames, just like all the people that taunted Noah and his family went under the water while Noah and his family were floating on top. You, me, Cody, Kent, all the rest, we are meant to float above all this, not to be overcome by it. We can be affected by it, as Noah and his family, they had to give up all their possessions on the land and get in the boat. So we're going to have to make changes, just like Cody's ready to do and some of my other friends and Kent and everybody else. But we have been promised that we will float above this, and we will see with our own eyes, as Psalm 91 says, we will see the recompense upon the wicked. And that day is not far away, not far away.
That's
at
right,
all.
Brother.
Over to you. Over to you guys.
Well, brother, I'm just saying I expect hardship from now to the end of my life. And whether it's a year from now, a week from now, until I see Jesus Christ coming in the clouds to bring his kingdom to this earth or anywhere in between, I'm not going to submit myself to taking a satanic injection. I'll die before I let that thing go into me. I swear it.
Right.
I won't do it.
Right.
And I don't swear easily. Unless I'm playing golf, I don't seem to swear a lot. But I will not take... Exactly. I will not submit to an injection. And I have so many friends of mine that have taken that injection. And I shake my head, and I have counted them off my list. You know what I found is weird? People I've been good friends with for years, not necessarily they see what I see. Of course, most of them don't, you know, but we kept in touch. They saw a little, but they have taken their shot, and I have found that almost invariably those people that haven't rolled up their sleeve to take that sorcery witchcraft shot, they don't want to keep in touch with me anymore. They crossed me off their list. I don't get invited over anymore. They hardly ever, if any, call me anymore. And I accept it. It's like they have gone down a path of destruction, and I have refused to go down that path. Mm. And we have parted ways. And I understand. I get it. Greg, we can't have you over anymore because you might spread COVID to us. They're understanding. And see, this is where my 20 years of pharmaceutical industry experience comes in. They're so stupid, but I don't even want to get into it with them. I'm not a risk to them. They are the ones that are a risk to me. They have taken the shot that their bodies are throwing out tons of spike proteins. I'm the one that should avoid them. I present no danger to them. They present a danger to me. I'm glad to avoid them.
Right. Right, exactly. Ella just sent in here, men do not be pussy whipped. So the ladies out there, the real ladies out there, of course, support the men being men. And, you know, it's a shame Kent just told me his girlfriend is telling him to get the shot to keep his job. Well, she ain't much of a girlfriend.
Well, what was it Job's wife said? Curse God and die. You know, women should be submissive to us. Of course, mostly they're not because they're trained in this age not to be. Ken, don't listen to a woman that says get the shot so you can keep getting paid. I think you know that, brother, but I just felt like saying it. So you hear?
Yeah,
heard
second hand motion.
You know.
Yeah. Don't listen to some woman that says get the shot.
She's a wife of Job. You know.
Yep. Well.
And I've even talked to people I got. I got friends that have taken the jab, and they're like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done. You know, I should have listened to you.
And I've had a couple of friends say the same thing.
I told them, I said, listen, you freaking retards. I mean, how much do I got to tell you, you idiots? I even send them stuff all the time.
I know.
No, what is it? Who the heck was it? That said, no amount of evidence will ever convince an idiot. Freaking Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain.
Oh, Mark Twain.
No amount of evidence will ever convince an idiot.
You know, I feel friends of mine that have done the same thing, and I understand the power of the overwhelming thousands of years practiced Jewish narrative going out over multiple avenues. It's very powerful. And if you don't see what's going on, you can be so easily influenced by it. And, you know, people I care about have gotten vaccinated. Some of my children, I have four children, two of them are fully vaccinated with booster shots.
Jeez.
You know, yeah, heartbreaking to me. I figured them to pass away in the next year to 2 years. Now, we haven't cut off communication, but I realize the narrative overwhelmed them, and I understand. And when I was shown Christian identity and tried to share it with my ex-wife, I was accused of following the devil by her, and my marriage fell apart after 30 years. And I don't know. I mean, once you really see this, you realize most people don't see this and will never see this. They won't see the truth of race, the truth of the two seed lines, the truth of just the bizarre Jewish narrative that controls the world. And if you're trying to share this with someone that hasn't seen it, they will look at you like you're the weirdest person on the planet.
You know? Yeah. I like, I was just looking up some quotes here. Johannes Kepler, this is pretty good. I much prefer the sharpest criticism of a single intelligent man to the thoughtless approval of the masses.
Ah, very good.
Yep. A lot of wisdom in that one.
Of course, you know, my mistake when I found Christian identity after I was a Baptist preacher for a number of years and then 20 years in the pharmaceutical industry. And it overwhelmed me when I saw it. And I tried to share it all at once with my wife. That did not go over too well. She clearly thought I was off an unhinged neo-Nazi 1488 jackbooted stormfront lunatic, you know. And I don't know. Life fell apart for a while, but I just realized, you know, the more you see it, the more it boils down into the two seed lines at war, just as was prophesied in Genesis 3:15. We're seeing the end stage of Genesis 3:15. That's where we are right now. That mm-hmm. seed line that has hated us from that time to now has unleashed their final stage end game thing to eliminate us. It's so clear when you see it, all the pieces come together, the dots connect, and they just want to get rid of us. They don't give a shit about our health or us getting COVID. They want to save us. That's all smoke and mirrors. They want us dead and gone and off the planet. And then whoever's left, they will easily control them just via feeding them, and they're stupid and they'll do whatever they're told. And we're seeing the current flooding in of the brown races into this country, which is the perfect fulfillment of the Revelation verses of the flood attacking the woman and the races attacking world water. But the flood is brown, dark, the black races over. And it's so clear. Be more clear. What a time we're living in. I'm freaked out to be alive right now, but I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, amen to that. But I ask myself a lot of times, I was like, when will the Messiah return? I'm like, when?
We've got to be in the final stages. We have to be in the end stage.
I mean, I know that no one knows about the Father, but man.
There's so much being fulfilled right now. I don't know. I got to admit, I struggle day to day.
How much more can this world take?
Yeah, exactly. I think it can get worse.
Longer, it's not going to be much longer, so we just have to hang on, okay? Because he said that this calamity that we see, as he warned us about it, he said, I'm telling you ahead of time so you don't get too overly concerned. You're going to see absolute pandemonium and insanity, but don't
yep.
let it get you down. So we're in that stage right now. So pretty much everything going on is following the script of what the prophets told us. So let's stay stay tuned, because the prophets also told us through Obadiah, Ezekiel, Malachi, and others, that there is a group of us who are going to form a righteous army, that when the time is right, we will be given the signal. We will know it, that we rise up and we go after them. But you know what's going to happen? He said, I'm going to fight with you. I'm here to help you. What kind of help do you think that's going to take? Let me tell you what it's going to take. A lot of these people are going to be dead. So instead of us wasting our blood and our ammunition on these hosts of morons out here, Father says, just sit back. Like Psalm 91 says, sit back and with your eyes, you're going to see what I'm going to do to the wicked. All right? After that is when we come into the picture to clean up the mess, clean out those that were left, and rebuild this world. You're part of the rebuilding of this world. So he's going to destroy this whole wicked system. It's going to go up in flames. It's already started. We just have to shelter in place and hang on for just a bit longer. So we circle our wagons. We fellowship with each other, just as we're doing here right now. We uplift each other. All of us have our down days. And when we're strong, we lift up the weak. When the weak are strong, they lift us up. And we get through this period of time. It's not going to take that long. Just be patient. Over.
And he did promise that the days would be shortened at the end.
That's right.
For us.
Because if he didn't, no flesh would be saved.
That's right. So the days will be shortened. So it'll come kind of quicker than maybe what we think it is. And I also believe the promise where when the floods came in, the earth opened her mouth and swallowed the flood.
Right.
And I believe all this brown filth that's been allowed to flood into here is literally going to disappear in front of us. The earth is going to open her mouth and swallow them, and they're just going to be gone. And I look forward to that day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, I think we're getting close to the hour and a half mark. Did you have any comments to wrap it up? I'll start with Cody.
No. I mean, I'm not much of a talker, as I said before, but I would just say that, keep a good head on your shoulders. Just keep watch, keep aware, and have faith.
Amen.
That's
why. Stay strong. Stay positive. Stay positive in faith. That's your highest frequency.
Exactly.
All right.
Brothers, I only want to say this. It's a privilege to be alive in this complicated moment. What a time we're living in. It's hard to be a Christian identity, true believing Christian right now. We're surrounded by falsehood, by satanic nonsense, by big pharma flexing its muscles and literally trying to inject their satanic poison into every arm on the planet. Under zero circumstances, submit to that shot. There is no circumstance where you want to take that shot. If you got to lose $1 million a year job, then you walk away from it with a smile on your face. The shot is the end of your life. Don't even think about it. Walk away and realize this is the price that you have to pay. And
right.
Many of us around us, they are getting that satanic poison pumped into them. And I just shake my head at how many of my friends have done this. I want to grab them and punch them in the face and go, are you out of your mind? Why don't you just jump off a bridge? What's the difference between that and letting the devil pump his satanic poison into you? The shot is the death of you. Don't take it. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I just feel like saying it. Do not, under any circumstances, get injected with the COVID-19 vaccine. It doesn't matter which one it is. They're all the same. They're all the death of you. And Yahweh cover us in these final days.
Yep. Amen. Take care, brother.
Love you, Brother Dan.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you too, Cody. Let's keep in touch.
Amen. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we had Kent, Cody, and Greg. And, of course, Cody and Greg are up there in that hellhole called New York. And Kent's over there in South Carolina. We're coming to you from the state of Florida, which at the moment, anyway, seems to be one of the few places in this country with enough stamina to declare themselves independent of Washington, D.C., and actually do some things to back that up. But we the people are the ultimate solution, not government, whether it's state or federal. They're not the answer. They have to come to heel for us, okay? They're our servants. Not our masters, they're our servants, and we need to bring them to heel, and all of those that have committed crimes need to be punished. That's it. All evildoers need to be punished. Doesn't matter who they are. And that's what the Father expects us men to do. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters all over this earth. We thank you for the callers that called in. We ask you to be with Cody and his family, that they can weather the storm and they will come out of this just as Noah and his family did. We also ask that you be with Brother Greg up there in that same hellhole state, that he can endure and come through it. We ask you to be with Brother Kent as he struggles with this possible loss of a very good job, and all the others that are in the same exact spot. We all have friends and relatives and people we know that are going through these trials and tribulations. For those that have the stamina to say no, Father, we ask that you would keep lifting them up, pour the Holy Spirit upon them, renew them on a daily basis, give them stiff backbones, let them know they're on the right track, and that somehow, some way, we as a family will come through this storm. And we know that there's a glorious time ahead for the overcomers, and this world will be cleansed of all of this wicked and evil crap. And we are here to bury the dead, get rid of the wicked, and to bring paradise back upon the earth. Again, we ask your forgiveness for our shortcomings. Be with us in all that we say and do for thy glory and thy kingdom. And always we ask that you protect us from our enemies. In Yahweh's name we pray. Hallelujah.